مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, our spiritual breakfast. This is our interview segment. Inshallah, our topic today is on the last 10 days. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Barakallahu Feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu Khairan.
Mufti Saab, one odd night has already passed. How can we make full use of the rest of the nights to come?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, Southern Africa, India, Pakistan, is 21st of Ramadan. But we know that majority of the countries, Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, Aqsa, Mubarak, America, Europe, Canada, majority of them, they follow the Saudis, whether they are right, whether they are wrong. And, you know, so that is a tragedy of the Ummah today. That they just like, you know, sheep and, you know, follow the Pied Piper and just carry on. So it just shows that we're very, very indifferent when it comes to deen. We just follow, yeah, it's okay, everything okay, you see. So anyway, one night has passed. I was just answering questions now from 7 o'clock till now, you know. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, whatever the questions came, I answered that on my phone. So the point I want to make is that one thing I see, and I mentioned it in yesterday's Q&A also, people who are going to sit for etikaf, you know, yesterday and all that, today, that, what must we read, what must we do, what must we do? So in Islam, the doing actions is very easy, you know. But doing is not the easy, the difficult part. That is very easy. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, ittaqil maharim takun a'bilan nas. You must stay away from everything that's haram. Say, every time we eat things that are haram, oh, you must remember questionable, doubtful. Iftar time we eat things, whether at home, whether in a masjid. Then the way you must remember we conduct our business, the way we, so many examples we can give. Just now, somebody sent me a message. He said that the Ramadan, he can cry. He's speaking of Durban, but it's everywhere. They say that after Taraweeh, they're going pedal tournament, this pedal game or whatever they call it. They're going fund runs and all these things here. You see, and all in the name of Islam, you know. And then they're going, you must remember, for mass iftars and so forth and so on. So, if you study literally the word taqwa, taqwa means bachna, that meaning that you have to abstain and refrain. That is the actual meaning of taqwa. Then will come the meaning of doing and thus and all that. So thus, when we study the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ of siyam and fasting, that very first objective we're not fulfilling. You must remember that. Because we thought Islam is what? I must read 41 times Yasin, I must read Durood Sharif 10,000 times, 1,000 times, I must read this, I must read this, I must read. But with that, I'll continue with my haram things. Now, how we justify? On air this morning, I said it. Last night, you know, I go here for Isha to Khanka. So we read Isha Salat. Then I come down with one side. And because I'll come read my sunnahs and that, then I come here for Taraweeh. So while I was still reading my sunnahs and that, Taraweeh started. But whilst I'm reading, next to me two youngsters, maybe 25, 30, I don't know who they are. Whole time they're talking, I supply this guy, I supply this guy, and loud, you know. I can hear the whole conversation, you know. So I made salam, and I wore my spectacles. I said, let me see if I know these guys. So I didn't know. So I tell him, see, brothers, you're not reading Taraweeh. You're not reading your own salah because they didn't read sunnahs. They're there next to me. And then on top of that, you're disturbing us, the musallis. So best thing for you all is you get out from the masjid, you know. So they looked at me, big guys, and they went away. So that's exactly the point I'm making. They will tell their family they went to the masjid. But what a harm you cause to the people in the masjid. You see? So that is what we must learn. Our parking. Yesterday also there was Damal with the parking. You must remember that. Asr time. You see, Sufi masjid. So now our brother Shiraz, you must remember. So he's gone for Umrah. So it's private property. That is not somebody's grandfather's property. If he give you permission, you can park. If he don't give you permission, you can't park. People just park how they want to. Now you obstruct other people. Now since when? I went for namaz. You went for namaz is right. Nobody is saying no. But since when you got the right to obstruct people and say and all this stuff? You see, that is what we're not understanding. That Islam is a complete, is dinun wa nizamu hayat. It's not only a religion. It's a religion and a whole code of conduct, everything. So this is just one, two examples I'm giving. So it's not about what I must do. By all these guys sitting for etikaf, yesterday I have lessons here in Jami Masjid. So I took you to Khanka, I took you to Sufi, let me take you to Sujami. Every day with Allah's help we have, you know, iftar and all this. I give it nasiha from the hadith. Then we make collective dua. And then we 1 minute before that we try and finish up. And then azan and then iftar. So I said this advice is for all you mu'takifin. Why I'm giving this is rife and rampant. You must remember this. So now you got 5 guys this side, you got 2 guys, whatever the numbers are. All right? So whether it's 5 or 10 or 20 or 2 or 3 or whatever. Now you will see 70-80% of them, they don't open the curtains of their salat time. So now you're not opening the curtain. What you trying to do? That ladies got parda since when you got parda? You understand? Now why they don't open? They don't open because they don't want to show you what stuff they brought in this. They bring so much stuff. So I said, see here, if you know Jami Masjid, then that musallas that is a little bit elevated, there's place for 3 musallis there on either side. I said, you must allow 3 musallis to read salat there. You can't be putting luggage and your stuff in khazana there. Then you're leaving the gap for shaitan. So now what good is that itikaf that you sitting there in your parda, but you're not allowing people to come and read salat in the first surf? What itikaf is that? So you must remember, yesterday before Zohar or after Zohar, one guy asked me, he said that his son or somebody, I don't know, is going to sit for itikaf. I said, but there is one person, what you have to sit for? Go sit in a masjid where there's nobody sitting. He said, no, you sit. I said, okay. So what you must do, I said, tell your son, if you want real etikaf, you mustn't take a cell phone, no laptop, no nothing, then that is etikaf. Otherwise, it's just a jol and a party and a big carnival you're making nowadays. You know, 90%. Second thing I said, that what you're doing, now you'll come for etikaf, they bring 3-4 blankets, they bring all the godru and this, you know godru? That big thick one. They bring that and all. Now they place it there on the musalla. Then, namaz time, they don't move it. They read salat on that. I'm asking you, salat on that is permissible. You know, see now, basic examples I'm giving you. You know, Hajj time, when I was there and I was in charge of our groups. Other groups don't do their business. Our group, I would never allow anybody to read salat on a mattress. Every salat, we used to pick up the mattresses, stack them all up on the sides. I say, all you youngsters, don't trouble the old people. You came for Hajj, come help everybody. We read salat, after they bring the mattresses, this. Now guys reading salat, now I'm asking you, per tent you got 100 guys. That mattresses, you read salat. Will you ever get the sufuf straight first of all? Does your forehead ever touch the ground? I mean, common sense. Another one thing I'm finding is that now everybody suddenly wants to go take a shower. You understood? You say, no, I have to shower every day. Why you want to shower every day? Make the field etikaf. Or sit in your house. Nobody said you must go sit in a masjid for sunnah the day. Say, no, that Maulana said, that Mufti said. I say, why? You ask me the masla, I'm giving you the fatwa, finish and class. You understand? So I'm not interested in this one and this one and this one. You know? So what I'm trying to say is this. Today we may deen how? That not we fit into deen. See the word Allah used. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu. You must enter into the deen. Fi silmi kafa. You see that? In its entirety, in its totality. So what we made udkhulul Islam ay fi shahwatina. That Islam must enter in our desires. We turn the whole thing upside down. So that is where we are today. And therefore you find the ummah is in such a mess. And you will see from next week, after Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Eid, okay, Friday. Then you must see next weekend and the week after. Finish, empty. Fajr, Salat, one serve, two serves and all that. So what are we doing? We are making Islam a supermarket. Pick and choose. Ramadan time I'll be Muslim and the other 11 months is Lungile. It's a tikche, part time, you understand? One Salat I read, two Salat I read. Where if you go one day, make this intention, you're very young still, Maulana. You must make, nowadays is all stories also. That's why I make shukr every day, Ya Allah, you took me to all these countries, you know. We just get holiday there and that I had a little bit of money there. I said, come on, we're going. We had no children, no nothing, you understand? So just pack up and go, you understand? I had 2-3 passports that time, you know. So this type of thing. We used to travel so much with Allah's help. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. You must make dua, you go to Iraq. You understand? So much history there in Iraq. So Imam Abu Hanifa is buried there in, you must remember, Azamiya. Imam Abu Yusuf is buried there, and Qasimiya. And you must remember, go there, Tigris River, do you understand? So the Dijla, and next to it, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried. Next to him, Bishr Hafi is buried. Hafi used to walk bare feet. So they asked him, Bishr, why you walk bare feet? It's not permissible to wear shoes, socks. He says, permissible. Then why you walk, Hafi? Hafi means bare feet, kalfoot. He says, you see, Allah, he said, wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun. Allah say, I put the carpet for you. So me, I feel very shy to walk on Allah's carpet with shoes and socks. See now, these are awliyaullah. You understand? It's not a masla. It's his own zok, it's his own destiny. You must remember. Now, Bishr Rahimahullah used to say, what a profound statement. بِئِسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Horrible, terrible, and evil people are those, they only worship and recognize Allah during Ramadan. Khatib Baghdadi Rahimahullah wrote great, great books, you must remember that. So Khatib, this is a jewel you must remember and write it down, it will help you in life. So he wrote, Khatib Baghdadi, Rahimahullah, wrote that people, the Shias and these modernist characters we got today, they swearing, cursing Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. So he wrote, May yashtamu Amir Muawiyah. May yashtamu Muawiyah or Amir Muawiyah. Both ways you can read. So May yashtamu Muawiyah, fawwa kalbun min kilabil hawiyah. Hawiya Jahannam. So he becomes one of the dogs of Jahannam. May yashtamu Muawiya fawwa kalbun min kilabil. All this from Iraq. So you must make dua and you must spend 2 weeks there. You know, 1 whole week minimum we spend there like that. So, and you see what history there is and so forth. So that's where the ummah is today. So you must remember that we look for every loophole to justify. Zakat we will justify, every haram thing basically we will justify, you must remember. And we will be proud about it on top of it. Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirun. That this ummah will be forgiven except those people who commit vices and they are proud about it. You ask these maulvis who appear on TV, you say, what's wrong? What are you talking? We're not living in the dark ages and stone ages. But you must live it up with the times now. So you must remember. See that Maulana is coming, that Mufti Sahib is coming, that Sheikh is coming. So that is the problem.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to these nights, some people say that the even nights are also considered to be major nights.
100%. The whole Ramadan starting to end is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلِلَّهِ أُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ Every وَذَٰلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةِ So it's clear-cut hadith, you must remember. That go open, you must remember. تَرْغِيب وَتَرْهِيب and all these kind of kitabs. So Musnad Ahmad and that. So every night in Ramadan, the first 10, middle 10, last 10, everyone is great. But we're speaking about what are the most auspicious and then the greatest of the greatest. So you must remember will be the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنْ آخِرِ رَمَضَانِ أو مِنْ أَوَاخِرِ رَمَضَانِ أو مِنْ الْأَشَرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ All different words come. So remember there, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified it. That look and search for Laylatul Qadr, remember, in those nights there, the odd nights.
We heard Mufti Sahib saying that we must wear new clothes on odd nights. Can Mufti Sahib please repeat that incident?
I never said that you must wear. I said if you study the kitab, one of my students, I'll take his name also, Bashir Dabuda. He was so fascinated with my durus and lessons. Privately, he used to bring a small, those days were tape recorder, and he used to record all my lectures. And sometimes I had to crack some funny hot jokes in it. So anyway, he told me that after that, then his parents also. Cut long story short, one day he came this side, Joburg, and then he was returning, that Free State Road, you know, so that memorial. So from Vilnius, he spoke to his mother and them. And after that, Vilnius, Allah alone knows what happened. He met up in an accident and he passed away. And we were in a Hajj. It was Hajj time. So I cried that day because he was a very good student, you know. Allah grant him. So I announced it there. We all made dua for him. He passed away, Shaheed. So maybe 1 year, I can't remember exactly, or a few months. He said, you know, this book, you will really like it. It's a green cover. See, you can Google it. So you must remember Laylatul Qadri by Farooq Hamada. So that's the name there. So Google it very fast, you understand? So Sheikh Farooq Hamada, Umar Farooq Hamada or something, it's got a green cover. So in there you will find it. So in that book is written, when tafsir is mentioned, Tanazzalul Malaikatu Warruh. So what is the meaning of Tanazzalul Malaikatu Warruh? It means that the angels descend? No. The angels descend the whole night in groups and groups and droves and droves. Open Mishkab Sharif fi kubkubatim min asama. So big groups. So Thabit Bunani and them, Thabit Bunani was student of Sayyidina Anas and them. They're all from Iraq. They were awliyaullah. So they used to wear new clothes on 27 night and that. So people ask them, it's not Eid day, why are you wearing? He say, ikraman wa tajlalan lil malaika. You see, out of respect for all these angels, it's not the sunnah or something. I'm just trying to show you that at least on a night like that, we should take a bath and, you know, wear some nice, decent clothes and so forth. And then it's big night, auspicious night, the holiest night, and greatest night in Islamic calendar. So that is what we are trying to show. You know, sunnah and all these things. So I gave you the Persian people, and I gave you, you must remember the kitab's name and the author's name. You found anything?
No.
You must check it then after. Yeah.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to making khatam, can Mufti Sahib please give us some tips?
Yeah, so you must remember, excellent, that when you're making your own khatam, try and do it in the odd night. So now, last night, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, you're reading Taraweeh. So try, and one Maulvi, his own family, he made khatam like 19th night or 20th night. I told him, no, man, I don't agree with all this. You should have made the khatam in the masjid 21st night, 23rd, 25th night, you understand? So you get more reward and more chances of dua being accepted and all that. So therefore, even our Taraweeh, and then like inshallah, what we're going to do is this, that this Saturday, inshallah, Allah make easy, 27 nights, we will complete the Quran Sharif, and yesterday I announced it on air also, that then Saturday night we'll have a dua on air. 9:30 to 10:30. Sirius FM is on, inshallah. And I'm waiting for Ansar whether they'll take it or not. But anyway, we will go ahead, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So, why? There's Khatmul Quran also. And if you study the Quran, you will see Quran Sharif got 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku. So, what's the significance of 540 ruku? Fatawa Hindiya, that the Arab ulama they call. Our ulama say Fatawa Alamgiri. So, the Muslim, Rahimahullah. So, 500 ulama they compiled this work. The great, great ulama, the great of that time. So, anyway, so there is written the wisdom of 540 ruku. In Taraweeh, 20 rakats, every night you read 20 rukus. One ruku per rakat, one rakat ruku like that. So, 27 nights you'll complete, you see. So therefore, so it's very good. But if you don't want to do that, then any odd night you should try and complete and make dua also. Make collective dua also. There's dalil for that. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to complete Quran Sharif, Ramadan, out of Ramadan, jama'ah lahu wa iyalahu, and so forth and so on. Go open the Arba'een of Nawawi, you will find it there.
Mufti Sahib, as a female who is menstruating, what can we do?
Yeah, even I received this question. So I told the sister that best thing for you all is in this last week, last 10 days, so what you should do is read Kalima. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. Read Durood Sharif, read Istighfar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So all that you should do. Dua, you raise your hands and make dua. Obviously you can't read Salat, you can't be fasting, you can't be making Tawaf and Umrah and all these type of things. You can't enter Masjid, you are there in Haramain Sharifain Aqsa. So all that you cannot do. And the most important thing, my sister, again, I will repeat and reiterate is this, that you might think you can't do anything, but stay away from all haram, and that will be the greatest action. Ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. Then you will become the most pious people. That's what the hadith is teaching us. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Mufti Sahib, I'm coming back from Umrah and I want some advice to keep on and being steadfast with the Ibadah. Please give me some advice.
Yeah, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala faqabooliyat. See this ayat here. That Quran Sharif states that وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. See, this is وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, and their hearts were trembling. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she posed a question. She hadith in Tirmidhi. She asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, who are these people? They are those people that yasriqoon wa yaznoon, and you know, that yashrabun al-khumur, or whatever, like that. So that those people who steal, commit fornication, adultery, and alcohol, whatever. So all haram things, meaning major man. Qala la la ya bint Siddiq, no, not what you're understanding, not correct that. Then who are they? Yasumun, wa yusallun, wa yatusaddaqun. They are fasting, they are reading Taraweeh, they are reading Salat, reading Taraweeh, giving charity. They're doing the good deeds, wa yakhafun, but they fear. Fear what? Anahnu min al maqbulin am min al matrudin. Will we be from those who are accepted or rejected? That is what is there. So you, sister, mashallah, you went Medina, you went Makkah, you perform Umrah, all that. Now cry and beg Almighty Allah. Chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. O Allah, accept it on our behalf. Cry to Allah. And for your flowers, your children, and all, read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun And remember, today is 1st of April, so all this April Fool business and all is all haram. For you, Mozaid, write it down. This 1st April in Arabic is called Kithbatu Awwali Nisan. Noon, Yasin, Alif, Noon. Understand? So the 1st of Nisan. How your car, you got Nissan car, for example. So in Arabs, they say Nisan. So that is April. So this has entered the Arab world also now, and they say, that person is very sick, that person passed away, people go there, they see the person alive. Say, hey, how can you tell me? Say, no, I just make an April Fool joke, you see? So all haram business, that's not permissible.
Alhamdulillah, we've come to the end of the program. Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.